Hi, my name is Kowo John Ademola. I'm the MDC of Agjoden Nigeria Limited, a real estate company. We are into the real estate, agriculture, logistics, and oil and gas. So I'm here in this afternoon on Smart Growth with Mr. Mike Prince, and it's known as Smack.
Sparks.
So Sparks, it's a pleasure to have you here on the program this afternoon.
My pleasure. Good afternoon. It's a beautiful day. I like the weather. Everything's all cool. So nice to be on the platform today.
It's so good to have you here. So can I meet you?
My name is Prince Azenwan Michael, aka Sparks. I'm CEO of Sparks World Entertainment and Digital Services. I'm an all-round entertainer, a content creator, music artist, a creative director, a TV/radio presenter, a social media manager, a digital expert, and also a creative director.
Oh, that's nice. So, your company is into social media,
entertainment
as a whole.
Yeah, entertainment and social media marketing.
Oh, that's good. So, when did you establish this company?
Formally, I did that in... not really formally. I had the idea conceived in 2013.
Okay.
But formally, I went through all the registration process in 2019.
So you have your company registered?
Yes, I have.
You have all it takes, you have account and all
yes,
that?
Yes, I do.
And since that 2019, you've actually been in operation, you've been operating in the business?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So tell me more about yourself. How did you come about these ideas?
Okay. Judging by my person, I'm a creative person, and I am like I said, I'm an all-round entertainer. My whole journey to entrepreneurship started as an entertainer, basically. I started as a dancer.
Okay.
When starting off as a dancer, that was in 2011. Through dance, I got the confidence, I got to realize all the talents of mine, because dance, at that stage, I could face the crowd of 1 million people and I wouldn't even shake, because I already had the confidence with the arts. So dance gave me an exposure, it gave me an enablement to start to unveil other talents I had. Through dance, I saw that I had music. And from music, I also saw other passions that I had, acting. But because I had already initially found my talent, my gifts in through dancing, it exposed me, gave me confidence, it gave me adaptation to scripts. Like I could see something and memorize it instantly, because then we usually have this strenuous long length of routines that we have to study, concepts that we have to keep in our head. So it gave me this skill of I could just look at something, by the time I read it 1 or 2 times, I memorize it easily. So I got my skills of acting and also content creation. So dancing alone paved the way. Then I realized, okay, I'm an embodiment of different talents. And in order not to just be wilding around, because the Nigerian economy, when it comes to entertainment, if you are not the predator, you are the prey.
So
if you don't stand in a point where you know that you have realized your potential and you want to start to market it, people are going to come in and help you market
it.
And when they come in to help you market it, then you're the prey, because they're going to feed on you. So I thought for myself, okay, you have all this. And over time, I saw and looked and understood how people were being ripped off of talents. You can see very talented people, but when it comes to the business side, they're earning peanuts. Like, they don't even get up to what they are worth. You could see labels signing artists, or you could see dancers. They could be popular, famous, traveling the world, going for tours. But when they come back home to their family, they're in penury. Like, they don't have anything to show for it. Oh, so wow. I was like, I didn't want this to continue around my own circle. So I had to formally come in and said, no, I want to learn the business
of this. The business aspect of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So okay. That was what drove
So that's
me.
Fantastic.
Exactly. Too.
So you've actually performed in so many big pro concert, right?
Yes, I have.
You have your own song now?
Yes, I have. It's on all digital platforms. I have 2 songs.
So you are in the business aspect of it?
Exactly, like I said.
So the business now, if I may ask, I'm like, how many clients do you have?
For music, when it comes to music, the music base, I would say I'm still in the awareness stage for music, because music is money. Music takes a whole lot of it. It's for the big label guys, even for the likes of Don Jazzy and the whole label kings, they still invest so much money. So for music, I'll say I'm in my awareness stage. But when it comes to content, creative directing, and entertainment, in a month, I could get like, say, 5 to 7 clients in a month.
So 5 to 7 clients. And for that number of clients, how much do you realize at the end of the month?
The beautiful thing about my type of business is that there's no fixed amount of money that we charge per client or per gig. We run I could sit down, it depends on what I'm actually offering the client. So if you come with me and you say, now you're coming to me, you want to say you want to promote your business. Like I said, I'm a creative director, and you want a content that's gonna make your business go viral, and you want to involve an influencer in the content. If you sit down with me and we go through the process of talking about the concept from the initial stage, like we're gonna ideate, we're gonna discuss from ideas, from concept to ideation, then before we now say, okay, yes, this is what we should want to shoot. So that process where you are already consulting me, I charge for it. So I'm for businesses, for SMEs, I charge for as low as 50,000 naira to 100.
So if you're charging 50,000, and you have every month you have, let's say for instance you have 7, like you said, 7 clients. So 50,000 multiplied by 7, is that what you mean?
Now that's for the ideation stage. Now we've not even talked about shooting or creating the content in the first place. If you come to feed off my brain
for consultation alone.
Exactly. Yeah, we talk about the idea.
50,000.
Exactly. So now if we go into, it depends on
what you can now be the person 100 million.
Yeah, it depends on what the client wants. If you want to have, say you want to have whether Nas Boy or what's his name, or Sydney Talker, or you want to have Brain Jota as influencer for your brand, that's big money too. So we're going to talk about how I will get to do the bringing in of Brain Jota and the brand, and also the ideas that I charge. So I can't really keep a fixed charge
on that. But if you look at the rough estimate at the end of the month, you can say, okay, you can give an average figure of how much.
Average figure of 2 million, 2.5 million.
Okay, that's not bad. So how do you, since you're having 7 clients, and in 7 clients in a month can give you this, so what how do you want to double that number, the number of those clients? What do you think you can do to double those numbers?
Well, I have strategies in place as to that. One major industry that is suffering in Nigeria majorly is the human development, human investment. So I have this agency that my agency, I plan on training people to actually do what I do, because we have so much talent on the streets,
and
not all of them have the ability, the
to monetize. So,
but instead of feeding off these people, like the random people would always do, the capitalists would feed off these people with a very little percentage. I am operating in the I make money, you make money type of base. We call it on the street, chop, make, I chop type of business.
So how do you do that? How do you want
to? So basically, I train you how to stay sharp on your skill that you have. I train you, I bring you to the agency, you get registered, we get clients for you. We have a particular percentage, and you have a particular percentage. You execute the job. I have a team of people that are going to monitor the job. So once you get the job executed, you get paid, I get paid. So
definitely for you to double the number of your clients now, you look at the people on the streets, you bring them in. Is that what you mean?
No, that's part of it. If for me to, the thing is, everyone has, I look out for talented people.
Okay.
These talented people, I make them go viral. They go viral, the companies are going to come automatically. I don't look for the brand's going to look for me because of my work and my expertise. So by the time I work with Mr. A, most of the time I thrive on referral. So I work with Mr. A, and Mr. A has a whole lot to say about me. So in the table of opportunities, Mr. A refers me, oh, I know this guy that can actually do your influencer marketing for you, and it's going to go viral. Then I get the call, hey, Mr. A says you can do this.
So definitely you're looking at the referral aspect.
Yeah, referral, then the talent.
And talent hunting, then bring them. Yeah. Okay, that's fantastic. So now the thing I didn't get at the first place where you were talking is, I want to know, how much you make on each of these clients. You were saying that roughly 2 million naira for the 7 clients, right?
Yeah.
So how much did you make on each one?
Roughly, for that's from like 350 to 400 per client.
Okay, so what you make monthly now is about 2 million.
Yes.
And so if you have 7 people, 2 million, so how do you imagine yourself having 50 people?
Yeah.
So you look at how much you'll be making every month. So how do you want to close that gap? And what are the things you can put in place to? I know you've said some of them, but what is your target? What are you looking at? Are you looking at 50 people to make up the particular distance, or what are your targets?
I'm building a team of 30 professionals.
Okay, 30 professionals.
30 professionals that could. I travel a lot, so I
love. So how many countries have you been to?
I've been to 7 countries.
Wow. Africa?
Yeah, mostly Africa, though. There are lots of beautiful.
You've been to Kenya?
I've been to Togo, I've been to Burkina Faso.
So you've been there in Kenya?
No, I've not been to Kenya yet.
Kenya?
No, I've not been. I've been to mostly Francophone countries. I have like lots of good French networks. So.
Okay.
So major.
So what country are you looking into again to visit in Africa?
In Africa, I have Rwanda, I have Kenya, like you said. And some
Kenya other is countries. A nice place too. Yeah, South Africa.
It's on my to-do list. I'll check that. So to answer your question, I'm using a team of 30 professionals. And these 30 professionals, I'm going to invest in them these tools as to how to get themselves monetized. And now these 30 professionals would be able to handle jobs to the same quality that I handle them when we are going to do business together.
So if you have those 30 people now, and those 30 people are giving you, each of them are giving you seven people in a month, that's a whole lot. Abi? So you'll be looking at...
I wish it works that way.
Seven times 30.
Yeah, I wish it works that way.
What are we getting?
Yeah, I wish it works that way, though. But in the meantime, I'm just trying to bring up those 30 first, fully ground them in what the business is, and get them to learn the ethics. Then I can say, you go handle the business in Abuja, you go handle the business in Jos, and they could handle it while I handle my business, and everyone's going to be happy and make money.
So if you said 2 million naira every month, multiplied by 12, we'll be looking at 24 million naira yearly.
Yeah.
So how do you want to double that your revenue yearly? Because all of these things, as you are expanding, you will need more resources to expand. And all of those 30 people that you're actually putting in place, you know, it will involve more money to be put in place. So how do you want to double your yearly
revenue? I have a little business plan.
Revenue.
I have other businesses that I invest in, fashion. Styling.
So you have a fashion house?
No, I'm planning on getting one, but I have like a brand, a styling brand that does head to toe styling, and I'm talking about hair styling, clothes styling, nail styling, like head to toe. So XX.
So you're partnering with that?
It's actually my own business, so I'm investing. Okay. Yeah, I'm investing in other businesses. I also have plans to invest in agriculture. I also have different plans to invest in ways, because I know that it is how the business works. Sometimes you get an influx of clients, and sometimes it's a pretty slow pace. So when it's slow, the economy is not going to be slow for me. I still have to pay bills. So then those businesses which I plan to invest in, I have that already in plan.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. I can say that you are out there. Do you, in any way, you have a platform where some of your works can be checked?
Yeah, sure.
Instagram,
Facebook, and YouTube. You could just check out Spax HQ, Spax World HQ on Instagram, Spax TV on YouTube, and TikTok checks Spax TV as well. So yeah, you can check my works out there.
So what are other challenges that you're facing?
Okay.
Right now that you think whether an organization or an individual can come in, or the major challenges you are facing now that is looking like you need the present attention?
The challenge would be the one major client, one major challenge is when it comes with I don't know if I need to say this on air, but okay, one major challenge I face, now let me come internally before I go externally. One major challenge I face internally working with my staffs and people that I am trying to invest in is that sometimes most people get distracted when they, like, the goal is this. The goal is even bigger than the journey, right, where we are headed. But some people get overwhelmed with the journey. You know, when you start making money, especially in this world of entertainment, you know, when people start making money, loyalty tends to drive really low. Yes. So one major challenge is the fact that having to have loyal people that keep that dream focused alive. You have, let's say I envision, like I said, training 30 people. Now, in this 30 people that I plan to train, I am so sure I'm not going to achieve 30 in one go. I must have a train of 30 and 12 or 7 might turn out to go left
yes.
Getting people to stay in line with the goal and having to stay focused as to where they are going has actually been a challenge. I'm not saying this like it's a new challenge, it's something that has been happening
over
people fail to just realize
to get from you and move.
Yeah, you fail to realize that in order for you to grow, you have to serve. When you serve to an extent, then you can grow. But here in Nigeria,
many are not patient enough,
and they just want to
burn. It's happening in all businesses. It takes your time. It takes your enough time for you to build your brand, but some people comes in into the brand, they just want to. Within the shorter time, just get a little knowledge and move.
Yeah, true.
And at the end of the day, it become a challenge to them because they don't know the number of years that you have taken to get to that place.
Exactly. And then most of them can't even handle the, probably you come work with me, you get a level of exposure to my clientele. So you get connected to some of my contacts. But then since you're impatient enough to grow up to that ladder, you're not able to deliver some type of quality, level of quality like I do. So at the end of the day, the relationship suffers. It's a bad thing.
Yes,
that way. And another challenge I face is entertainment as a role is a game of sometimes, so I say dice or chess. It's a tricky, thing of both. You might see, okay, let's go to music now. You might see a talent and you listen to a song and you're like, hey, let's promote this, and you want to promote, you believe the song is going to go, it's viral. Really going to go viral and give you good results for your investment. Then you fund it and you put so much money into it, and then you realize that it actually doesn't yield profits as to what you've invested in it. So part of the challenge is sometimes you don't get the estimated results as envisioned, and that can be very overwhelming as an individual or for any brand, because it puts you in a state of loss. And you've invested in this talent, but at the end of the day, you don't get back what you've invested. But for some, it goes the other way around, and you invest and you get a very good return.
So
the challenge is sometimes your unforeseen results.
The circumstances.
Exactly.
So do you have any questions for me?
Okay, my question for you would be, well, you look really good, and yeah, thank you for taking out your time to talk with me. For you as a person in this present economy, how would you say business is doing, and like what's your own vision as regards your business as a person?
Okay, so thank you for that question. I'm a CEO of my own company, and when I get to your question again,
yeah, like how is the business doing presently with the present economy? And
okay, so it depends, you know, the kind of businesses we do. I do, my company do, we are into real estate, and for the real estate aspect, we are into real estate brokerage, real estate consultation, real estate development, and all that. So every day there are things to do. And there are, for this present state, there's no how, when you're into real estate, people are actually going to be in need of housing. And although it's challenging for some times, and because there are off-peak period and there are peak period. So like this season that we are going into now is a peak period, whereby you see a lot of people are traveling down, you know, people are coming from diaspora and they want to buy houses and all that. So I can say the business is doing pretty well now, but there's always been a downtime moment where the business, and that is why The company, like I do, I diversify my portfolio, my businesses. So I'm into agriculture also, I'm into logistics, whereby I have dispatch ride bikes, give it to dispatch, to dispatch bikers, the riders.
Yeah.
Just they take them, they pay weekly. And I have, I bring in cars, maybe to combo lottery cars, and I sell and I make my money. So that is that for this thing. Therefore, the construction house is always going on, you know. I mean, on the project now that I'm building, people are investing, people are bringing in money, we are buying, and we are doing it. So it's challenging now for this present economy because the price of materials keep going up on a daily basis, and housing is going up. But nevertheless, people are still coming in and doing business.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so that's wonderful. So it's a pleasure having you on the program this afternoon. And for people out there, he has mentioned his your handle. I think can you mention your Instagram handle again?
Follow my personal handle, The Real Spax. My company handle, Spax World HQ. And you can follow me on Instagram as well. TikTok. Also follow me, like and subscribe to my YouTube page, Spax TV on YouTube.
Okay, so you can reach out to him and look at what he does. And we can't wait to see you at the top, exploring and doing the best and getting into the space of the business and making a name just like you've wished for yourself.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on Smart Growth.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure having you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
This program is supported by ACT Foundation.